Yes. Running 10 marathons.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because it gave me an incredible high for long periods of time. It made me feel like I was invincible.
Oh, that's a good answer, though. Okay.
All of my answers are good answers, Annabelle. Why? Because I have 75 years of understanding.
That's true. Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
Yes.
Who?
My grandfather, Charles Oliphant Farrington, born 1875, died 1971, lived to be 96. He was a medical doctor, and he was most responsible for influencing me in my early life from age 1 to age 21. He taught me how to stay out of trouble, even though I got in trouble all the time. When I got in trouble, he bailed me out. He taught me lessons in life on how to judge people and how to look at people, but he really taught me about the value of hard work and that sort of thing.
Aww, well, that's sweet.
Tens. He had to ride the train to go service people at their homes, and they didn't pay him a lot of money. They paid him in kind. In other words, they paid him what they could afford to pay him, whether those were chickens or eggs or ham or that sort of thing. And so he didn't make a lot of money practicing medicine, but he was a family doctor. He delivered babies. He did surgeries. He had an incredible education for that period of time. He graduated from Vanderbilt Medical School, which was one of the top med schools in the country at that time. And then he did postgraduate studies, a residency in Bellevue Hospital, which was New York City, which was also the best at that time.
Can you tell me about someone who has been kindest to you in your life?
Yes, that was my grandmother.
Oh.
Veda Meyer Farrington. She taught me how to read at age 3.
Oh, wow.
She taught me how to write at age 5. And she would read stories to me that I remember to this day. Grimm's Fairy Tales.
Oh, yeah.
And other types of stories that I've always remembered because of the way she read them to me. She was born in 1880. She also, for her period of time living on the planet, was one of the most highly educated. Most people her age never even finished high school. But she went to college. In fact, she went to the University of Texas.
Yeah. Did she graduate?
No, she didn't graduate, but she went to Texas 2 years. And then she got married to my grandfather, who was the medical doctor.
Yes. Okay. What did she do, like, besides the stories? Did she do anything that, like, really stood out to you?
Yeah, she was a great cook.
Oh,
yeah. She could fix the Irish potatoes. She could fix steak. She could fix the best fried chicken you've ever tasted. She was a Southern cook.
Yeah, sounds like it. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I'm most grateful for being born in Houston, Texas, and growing up in Houston, and growing up in Texas. It's the greatest place in the world to live and work.
Yeah, I just, when I was doing my debate, I did this. Like, we said that China was more powerful than Russia, and then they compared, like, Texas's economy to Russia's, and it's, like, bigger.
It's bigger, that's right.
It's so funny.
But I was born and raised in Texas and in Houston, and I've always been able to say it's the best place I've ever been.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a favorite place? Like, just, like, a certain, like, just, like, I don't know, not like a town, but just like a place, like a house. Or
Montana, the cabin that I built in Montana with Kenny and Chuck.
Yeah.
I went up there for 30 years. We built it in 79, and we took Liesl and Andy up there in the summer times for a week or so, and then we took the boys up there in the late fall in October and November to see the bald eagles. eat the salmon on the salmon spawn on McDonald Creek.
That's cool.
Yeah, it really was cool. That's a wonderful place. Incredible nature. There's all kinds of wildlife up there. Moose, bear, wolves, that you don't see any other place. And the reason is there's no electricity, there's no power, there's no fancy roads. There's nothing that humans have put up there that are permanent.
Yeah.
Other than building cabins, and they melt too after time.
I think you should just go build another one.
I've always wanted to, and I was going to in Manhattan, Montana, outside of Bozeman, but then you and your brother came along, and I thought, well, maybe I better move to Boise.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you did that. But yeah.
Well, I am too.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Well, the first thing I learned going through school was that learning is a lifetime endeavor, and that you don't just stop learning after high school or college. You continue to learn, and all the high school and college classes did was teach you how to learn more and teach you where to go to learn about all types of things you've never been exposed to. So the biggest lesson I've ever learned in life is I've learned how to learn.
Wow, that's pretty good. We talk about that a lot here too.
Good.
Lifelong learning and stuff.
Good.
Okay, so who's the person, who's someone who had like a big influence on your life, and what did that person teach you? Is it going to be your grandfather?
Well, it would be my dad, but it would also be my junior English teacher in high school.
Oh, really?
His name was Barry Moss. And he had an English degree, but he also had a religion degree from Harvard. And so he taught the literature with a much bigger scope than just a small story. He taught you about a story that could expand from philosophical context, like religion.
Yeah, that's cool. What about your dad?
Well, my dad was a hard worker, and he enjoyed sailing was his sport, and he taught me how to sail, and I raced sailboats with him. But he also had a superior education. He went to the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School of Finance and learned economics, and my interest in economics comes from my dad. I've always had an interest in economics. It has allowed me to, as they say, make money with money.
Do you wish you would have done something like in your career, like with that? I mean, obviously you still do it, but like get paid for doing it.
Well, actually, one of the things my dad taught me was to have a happy life. And how do you have a happy life? Enjoy what you're doing, and don't worry about what the other guy's doing, and don't worry about how much money to make, because money will take care of itself if you're doing things you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And so I've always had a happy life because I've done exactly what I wanted to do. And that's nothing in particular other than running a marathon and building a cabin and reading and traveling. And what have I done most importantly in my life? Well, that would be to raise two children, one of which is your mother.
Yeah.
And I raised them to be happy campers. And one reason they became happy campers is because they had a belief in education, and they went on to not only college but graduate school after college, which allowed them to make learning a lifetime endeavor.
Yeah. I'm sure Mom would be happy to hear that. Tell me about one of your happiest memories.
Well, one of my happiest memories was getting married to your grandmother.
Oh, really? That's okay. I wasn't expecting you to say that, but keep going.
What did you expect me to say?
I don't know. I thought you were going to say, like, one day you had this, like, moment of serenity or something in, like, Montana.
Oh, I've had many moments of serenity. But the happiest moment of my life is when I got married to Juju, because she was a person who understood me enough to be able to live with me and put up with all my idiosyncrasies. And she still is putting up with my idiosyncrasies.
I'm still shocked that she went out with you after that green suit.
Oh, you know about the green suit, do you?
How could I not know
yes,
about the
Yes, I know.
Suit.
She's been easy to tell everybody about how ugly my green suit was. What you don't know is that the green suit's the only suit I had.
I know. It's okay. I mean, just maybe you could have picked, like, black or something.
Well, anyway, your mother and I met in a wonderful context at the University of Texas in graduate school. And so we didn't have to work. We didn't worry about money, although your mother did work in institutional studies. Your grandmother worked in institutional studies. And so we could go out every night or every other night, and we could go to plays at the university. They were cheap. We had passes. And we could go to the music venues that the University of Texas had. They have a wonderful music department. So we enjoyed ourselves together, enjoying things we liked, namely plays at the theater, music, orchestras, and then the art that the university had in their museums. So we enjoyed all of those things, the art, the music, the theater, and that allowed your mother and I to develop things that we enjoyed in common, and we followed that up in our married life with our children, and we took them in their young life to the opera, to the symphony, and of course to the University of Texas football games.
Do you have a favorite memory of me?
Yes, my favorite memory of you was when you got that dog called Tank, that Chesapeake Bay Retriever. And you have never been so attached to anything more in your life than that dog. And I fell in love with the dog because you like the dog so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's sweet. Poor Tank at home with his cone on.
I know it. Poor Tank.
Except he gets cheese every day.
Well, he gets it off next week, so it'll be okay.
It'll be okay. I have a picture of when I was like a baby and you holding me, and it's like my favorite picture, and I have it on my desk.
Oh, good. Yeah. Wonderful.
Okay. What are you proudest of in your life?
Well, raising two children.
Well, now
to be productive, happy people in our life, in our society.
So you think you did a good job?
Yes, along with Juju. Juju and I raised both of them to understand and appreciate what it takes to be a happy person. And Juju helped me in all of that because we balanced each other out.
Yeah. What did she balance out of you? Like,
well, she took away the edges, my profanity and my crazy things that I do and these sort of things, and put them in perspective for two children growing up, so that they didn't think their daddy was like everybody else.
Oh, that's good.
That I was unique. And that some things I did were good, and some things I did you probably didn't want to emulate.
That's okay. I mean, that's pretty good that she was there. Yeah.
Children, we taught them about Christianity.
Oh.
And Christianity is something that allows you to have a happy life. If you don't have a belief in a religion, whether it's Christianity or another religion, then you lack a good moral code or an ethical code, and those are absolutely required to be able to have a happy life, regardless of how smart you are.
Yeah. How has your life been different than you imagined?
Well, I really didn't imagine a life beyond high school and college.
Oh.
It was all fun. I did anything I wanted to. I got in trouble a lot, but didn't care, didn't worry, because I knew I always had my grandfather to bail me out. And so I took life as it came to me. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't want to be a doctor or a lawyer or anything in particular. Although, looking back on my life, I probably would have been a very good teacher. But at the time I got out of college, there wasn't enough money to be made in teaching where I felt like I could raise a family and be financially independent. So I never looked back, and I got into the business world, into the corporate world, first as an accountant in a pipeline company, and later on in the construction business.
Yeah. So if you were to go back and you still had the same way, you know, you still got paid the same, would you go back and become a teacher?
Yes.
You would?
Yes. Because I actually did teach for 4 years. High school English, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade is a full-time substitute. In the 2000s, after your mother and her brother graduated from Stratford High School, and I did a lot of volunteer work at the school, so I was able to, I was asked by the English teacher who was the head of the department if I would like to be a full-time sub, taking the place of the young teachers with maternity leaves and the older teachers with health leaves of absence. And I could teach the classes without having to do any of the paperwork, go to any of the meetings. I could add to the curriculum, and so that's what I did. And I would go to class every day. I could add to the curriculum, and I used the Socratic teaching method, which is to say I stood up in class and walked around and asked questions. I never gave them busy homework. I always gave them reading assignments that we could then discuss in class on their points of view about the readings. And I only had one rule in class. One person at a time talked. If I was talking, they had to listen. And if they wanted to talk, they just raised their hand. I would get to a stopping point, and they could ask me anything they wanted to about anything, and I would answer them. So, teaching was fun.
Would you consider doing some teaching now if the opportunity arose?
Oh, absolutely. If the opportunity arose. But the problem is, of course, that at my age, nobody wants to hire a grandpa to teach, not realizing that a grandpa has more wisdom and understanding from his life experiences than most of them do.
I mean, I'd hire you, but you know, that's just me. What is on your bucket list? Like, what do you still want to do in the future?
Well, one thing on my bucket list is to travel.
Yes.
And actually to travel to where you went last summer, Scotland.
Kilrock.
The Rose Castle,
yes.
Which sadly is in disrepair.
I think you should just get my Uncle Mike over there to help him out with it. He could revive it.
I think you're right. But Michael, my brother, likes to go to Monaco, so I don't know if he wants to go to Scotland again.
Dang. Do you have any other places besides Scotland, or that's
yes, because I took Roman history in school, and so I want to go to the wonderful art museums at the Uffizi, which are in Italy.
Oh yes.
Florence, Italy. And I'd like to see Rome, because I took that Roman history, two courses in Roman history, and see what an incredible civilization the Romans had. The greatest thing they did that still remains to this day is build roads. They have roads all over the Roman, the old Roman Empire.
What are your hopes for me?
Well, my hopes for you are that you always stay a happy camper like you are now. Never worry about anything. Don't get stressed out. worrying helps no one. It doesn't solve any problems. I want you to graduate from high school and enjoy going to college and continue to enjoy learning. And I hope you meet somebody that can be your life partner, like I met Juju, and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Do you think there's a job that I'd be good at?
I think you could be good at any number of jobs, and I think you'll determine what jobs you might like to do when you're in college by taking different courses that you don't know anything about.
Yeah, that's a good advice. What words of wisdom do you have for me?
Well, the only words of wisdom is, like I repeated earlier, just be a happy camper. Don't worry about the small stuff. That'll always take care of themselves. And the word of wisdom is that we're all humans that require getting along with each other. So the more that you can understand how human beings think and act, the happier camper you'll be. And this doesn't mean you need to make friends with everybody. You just need to understand them, where they're coming from, their point of view. And you can do that by reading, by making reading a lifetime enjoyment.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Ida Hazen as your words of wisdom.
Well, Ida Hazen is something you have to take in perspective. Every day is a holiday and every night's a Saturday night. It's not a hedonist term. It's just a philosophy that allows you to be a happy camper.
Yeah. What were you like at my age, and what do you remember about junior high or early years of high school?
Well, I remember about junior high and high school, I did very well in the classes where I liked the teacher. I had some wonderful teachers in junior high. I had some wonderful teachers in high school. And what did I do at your age? Well, I was a football player and a baseball player. And so sports were a big part of my life. I look forward to playing football in the fall and baseball in the spring and summer.
Were you rambunctious?
Yes. I was a holy terror. There was nothing I would not destroy just looking at it.
Do you have any, like, memories in particular from 8th grade, which is the grade I'm in, a really bad thing that you did?
8th grade? Actually, I didn't do anything bad in 8th grade because I was playing football and I wanted to make the 9th grade varsity team. So I really worked out a lot and tried to make my grades up at the top of my class to keep my dad happy.
Oh, that's good. That sounds very mild.
I know. I changed a lot in high school.
Okay, so my name is Annabelle, and I am 13 years old, and today is December 20th, 2019, and I'm speaking with
Barry Rose.
And what is your relationship with me?
I am your grandfather.
That's good. Okay. And we are recording this interview where?
At Foothills School for the Arts and Sciences.
In what?
In Boise, Idaho.
There you go.